Blog Talk Radio.
Have mercy on me, Lord. I just can't seem to get it right. Please don't give up on me, Lord. But let me find favor in your sight. I don't have to sin every day. One day I'll be just like Christ.
The problem seems
right.
There was no way out.
I don't have to think
good.
I
don't
be.
And it made everything okay.
But only if you have mercy.
So thankful. Don't deserve it now. The same thing. I still am not being free. I wanna be what you want me to be, but it will be only by your mercy. Day and night, mercy, mercy, mercy in my cry, Lord.
Have mercy,
please, Lord, that I'm begging you to keep on falling, and I don't know what to
do.
Oh Lord, won't you help me, please? I'm crying down on my knees. Did all I could do. Oh my goodness, it would not amount to all the things that brought me through. I am forever indebted to you, and I know I can't earn my way to heaven. And if the righteous barely make it in, Lord, what will be the sinner's end? Father, on your mercy I depend.
Mercy, have 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 mercy
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our Morning Words of Encouragement. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you, and we invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We also ask that you invite others to join the call as well. Our Morning of Encouragement is a ministry of the Central Church of Christ located in Smyrna, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. Our words of encouragement for today will be presented by Brother Brian Tansel. His topic is the world's greatest father. We ask you all to please stop whatever it is you are doing, that you find yourselves a quiet corner and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Immediately following his words of encouragement, he will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Tansel, you are on the air.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you so much, Sister Danielle. Hope you're having a great Friday. Happy Friday to you and your family. Happy Friday to everyone on our call. Our topic today is the world's greatest fathers. We know the world's greatest father, who really isn't from the world but created it, is God. And also, we have fathers here on earth. And I wanted to take a second to just talk about the world's greatest fathers. And unapologetically, I say that. If you've never been told that and you've never heard that, I still want you to receive it. And more importantly, to walk in it. No matter where you look, we're at a crossroads in our society. I'm calling on the fathers to be the men to lift us out. With the help of our strong women of purpose, we know we had Mother's Day recently. We love our mothers. And today we're talking about our fathers. So with the help of our strong women of purpose, we can boldly move forward to bring our society back from the brink of societal collapse. If we let God and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ lead the way. You know, when you were born, the first time you opened your eyes, there was probably a couple special people smiling at you, mom and dad. And I bet they were saying to themselves, welcome to the new world, you beautiful little soul. Can you just imagine for a second the smile on your parents' face? I can hear them say, by the grace of God, we created this beautiful little life. Now we know how our parents must have felt when they saw us for the first time. Can you imagine that? He's got mama's eyes and daddy's nose. I wonder how my grandmother and granddaddy felt when I was born. What about how great-grandmother and great-granddad felt when my parents were born? Wow, this feeling must have been passed down from generations if you think about it. While thinking of the child, the parents say, if our child could even imagine the joy that we must have felt when he was born, he'd spend every day making us proud after we teach him about Christ and how much his sacrifice means to us. He would become knowledgeable about the Bible, and when he sees us living like Christians, he would want to be just like us when he grows up. We teach him the value of hard work and how to become a successful and productive citizen in our society. Honey, let's read him a Bible verse. When we turn to Ephesians 6:1-3, it says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. Early on, this little child began to talk and say, goo goo gaga, if you think about it. He even had mom and dad speaking his language for a little while. He learned to walk and talk. We let him just feel his way around a bit and learn where things were and how to ask for things. We taught him to say yes, sir, and yes, ma'am, and no, sir, no, ma'am, and he met his grandmother and granddaddy. He felt the rough hands of grandfather, who worked tirelessly at his job and in the garden early morning and when he returned home from work. He felt the warm cradle of grandmother, who always made the best biscuits and a chicken dinner we wish we could repeat in our kitchen. Mama also worked as a nanny and later a supervisor at a manufacturing plant. Maybe we should read him a verse that grandmother and granddaddy read to us. When we look at Proverbs 17 and 6, it says, children's children are the crown of old men, and the glory of children are their fathers. You know, this little child's grown so fast, darling, and when he became a teenager, we taught him to work in the garden, to mow the lawn, and to do chores around the house. Man, we've passed on good values of our family, generational values of a Christian home to this child. So the boy becomes a man. Later in life, maybe a father and a grandfather. But just look at him now. He's become educated and graduated from high school. We did our best. So what's next for him? Many of our fathers continue to work on farms, if we think about history, and some of our fathers were custodians, bricklayers. They dug ditches and cleared brush. They built structures and buildings for little pay, but taught us the value of hard work. Some fathers became preachers, elders, and deacons in the church while laboring as insurance salesmen, security guards, and farmers. Other fathers may have left this life early due to slavery, as you know. And they learned how to swallow this mental trauma of not being able to provide adequately for their family. So we fast forward generations of children have an opportunity to better themselves, to become what they wanted to be. In some cases, children learned that they wanted to achieve a little bit greater success than mom and dad did. Thanks to my parents and grandparents out there for instilling this in me. You know, God's grace shines the light for parents to follow his supreme authority by relying on Christ to inspire us and unite us, to cause us to treat each other with respect, man and woman, boy and girl, neighbors, even strangers. When we make our Christian homes the beacon of light for our families, it should shine throughout our homes, our community, and our workplaces. This weekend, we celebrate Juneteenth. We know how much this holiday means to our people. In the spirit of Juneteenth, for once, could we focus on one little boy or one little girl that we can save? No, I don't want to hear about their broken home or they come from a broken family or whatever the case may be. Every time we get stuck in the mud by focusing on what we can't do, the devil grabs two more of them. Well, mom and daddy taught me when I was a child, so what? As long as we continue down this way of thinking, the devil just grabbed three more of our youth. You know, I didn't get to do this in life, or my parents didn't. Now the devil just snatched 10 more of our youth. Sometimes I feel like we're losing the battle, and we have to change our way of thinking if we're going to win. And if we're going to win, we can't get stuck in the mud and the thoughts of what we can't achieve. We have to focus on what we can. So let us, in all of our churches represented on this call, let us lead our ministries to victory. Find a family in the community that the whole church can adopt. Bring them in and tell them about Jesus. Develop a plan and make it a mission to win one family in your community. Then set a goal for two more. And we must band together and set our egos aside. Set what we should have, could have, and would have been aside. And step up, stand up, rise up, and wake up this next generation behind us. Are you with me today? Today we celebrate our fathers. If your father's been called to glory, no matter what your relationship with him, have you visited the gravesite just to say, thank you for bringing me into this world? I know you'd be proud of me right now. God is good. This Friday, happy Father's Day to the world's greatest fathers out there. And with that, we'll turn to a word of prayer. Father, thank you so much for giving me this message to minister to our group here on Grace Nurture today. Let it resonate and touch us and cause us to honor our father and our mother. We know these these great people wanted greatness in us. And for some of us, it hadn't always been the best situation, Lord. But as we get older and we grow in life, we learn to think more of the positive and let the negative be an anchor around our neck and drag us down. Because if we're going to grow as a people, that means we're looking up. We're not looking down. We're not looking sideways. We cut ties and let some of those things go because it will stunt our growth. And it will cause us not to reach the goals you've set for us and our churches and our families and our community. Father, thank you so much for Sister Mary's prayer earlier this week while she struggles with some health issues. She's trying to decide whether she wants to keep the job she has or move on to the next one, Lord. I know you'll help her make that decision. You're qualified either way. You're worthy either way. Don't beat yourself up either way. Just walk in what you want to do, and God will take care of the rest. We're praying for our members of Grace Nurture and our churches that have lost family members, Lord, as they continue to think about those loved ones. Lord, warm their hearts, encourage them, strengthen them, touch them, let them know we're thinking about them. We love them and pray for them. And we know your grace is going to shine brighter than the sun this morning. Father, look over our travelers as they're traveling through destinations and our truckers, Sister Danielle's husband and her family. We pray for the ministers on the call. We pray for those that didn't speak up to ask for prayer. But Lord, you know what they need, and you always give it to us at the right time. Thank you again for our ministers, their families. Thank you for allowing us to think through these lessons and prepare them to encourage our people and to make them better Christians. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.